Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Side Project Podcast. Boom. Hey, our boy Roger is here. What for up, those man? That can clearly see him, but for those that are listening, our boy Roger is here.
Yes, sir.
He's been here a couple times. He's been here. This is episode 17. He's been on a couple episodes.
For the most part, he's always just with us when we're filming in general. Yeah. And then he throws in his little cues here and there.
He nods his head. He's infamous for going...
Oh, the head nod, right? We were talking about... Yeah, see, there he goes. Yeah.
Man, how's your weekend or whatever you want to...
Good. It's honestly, it doesn't really change much outside of playing games and stuff like that, but I've been working a lot, you know, so it's the same thing.
You've been doing a lot of overtime, right?
Yeah, I picked up a graveyard shift, so that was a little intense because my body was, like, thrown off. I'm not used to it.
Yeah, getting that money so we can hit up all these conventions, huh?
Something like that.
How you been, man?
I've been good. Just
same it's been same a while one. Since you've actually been on, like, sitting at the table with us, mic'd up and everything. Usually you're on the couch just saying a couple things here and there.
It's not in my head, like
on the little casting couch.
On the casting couch. you been playing anything? Are you watching anything interesting lately?
Started watching this show on Amazon, Hunters. I'm like two episodes in.
I've heard about it. One of my boys from work actually was watching it, and he told me, he said, man, you got to check it out. I was like, yeah, I don't got Amazon.
It's pretty cool. Basically, they're hunting Nazis after the
nice.
War.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah. Is Hitler in it? I'm being serious.
I'm only two episodes in far.
Because the minute you start bringing up Hitler, people like laugh or they go, whoa, hey,
sensitive subject. Well,
the very first episode... It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Like just the opening itself. And
it's
all
with
that.
Pacino, you said, right?
Yeah, Pacino.
Yeah, I think I've seen it, but not watched it, but I think I've seen, like, you know what I mean?
He showed me a clip of it, but he didn't want to show me. He didn't want to show me too much because he's like, oh, dude, you're gonna want to see this like from beginning to end. It's not. Don't spoil anything for yourself.
It's Pacino has long slick back hair, right? Okay, yeah, I've seen the trailer. I think I've seen the trailer.
And the first one's like a movie. It's like an hour and 20 maybe.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because it has to be a good. They do that sometimes.
It has to be a good introduction, right?
Yeah, man, Man, my anxiety has been through the roof the last couple of days. I don't even know why. I have no reason for it. So excuse me, you guys, if my energy is down today. It's been a really poor 2 days for me of anxiety, insomnia. So I'm just, it's burning me out. You know what I mean? I haven't slept very well.
It's been a while too, right? Before this happened last time, you went like almost like a month, 2 months without.
Yeah, it's been pretty good. I was doing really good. I was really happy, man. I was really happy that I hadn't had, and if I had had some like anxiety troubles or anything, I've done things to
cool yourself
calm
off.
It down. Yeah. Like I always smoke weed, but obviously that's always a good one, you know?
Yeah.
Although sometimes it can have that reverse effect where it makes you more paranoid and then it increases the anxiety for someone like me. It's horrible. That's why I do not smoke sativas. We don't talk about cannabis enough on the show. And it's not because it's legal here where we live. So it's not a big deal. I mean, actually, to be honest with you, it's almost legal in more places than it is not now, especially in America. Yeah. You know what I mean? But we come from a deep history in the cannabis industry, having shops and having worked together. That's actually how we all met. I think we've briefly talked about it before, but we've never gone in depth.
I used to work at the first shop that I ever ran into you guys with was I used to work across the street at McDonald's, and I think I brought it up before where I used to cross
it was like
the street
10 plus years ago,
buy edibles and stuff and then eat them and then go and walk. Work. Yeah, I was flipping nuggets, man. Yeah. I was flipping those burgers, dude. Well, what they call burgers, but nonetheless, dude, like that's how we met, dude. And I've always had a passion for it. I think things just for me kind of
And we're not, for those that may have a bad stigma about cannabis and everything, we're not like those stoners that paint a bad picture for the industry and for the community as a whole. I mean, we could smoke and function. We make jokes about it. I make jokes about it on the show. Like the last episode, I made a joke about Roger smoking. Yeah. I don't know if you watched the whole episode and you saw it.
Yeah, I
watched
it.
Yeah, you know, but we joke about it. We just like to have fun. But in all seriousness, man, cannabis is actually, and I'm going off script of like topics that we were going to talk about today, but
that's fine.
Cannabis is really healing, man. You know, I mean, for people like myself that suffer from anxiety, insomnia, sometimes I'll just get, I mean, I'm being dead serious. Sometimes I'll get like stoned out of my mind.
Or it's just too much for you?
No. I'm saying so I can like relax, you know what I mean? So I can calm down, so I can hopefully sleep. And as of late, bringing it back to what we were discussing, as of late, I've been doing that, smoking heavily and feeling really good, man. And these last 2 days, something just, You know what I mean? Something crept up and, yeah, and I'm having trouble getting a hold of it, man.
I think we spoke about it briefly off camera too, was that I've noticed that it gets triggered around high stress times, yeah. Or again, like last time we were talking about it, and mm-hmm. then you got to talking about it, and that yeah. kind of itself was a trigger.
That's what I was going to say. So like sometimes it helps. And the reason I'm talking about this is because there may be people out there watching. And in fact, I know there are personally, I've spoken mm-hmm. to them outside of the podcast and DMing me when we did the episode about anxiety. Mm-hmm. So I know that there's people out there watching right this moment that suffer from things that I suffer from. So speaking to you guys, you know, don't you hate that when you lose your train of thought?
Because you smoke?
man, what was I saying? Damn, I hate when you lose your train of thought that hard.
That's fine. So for me, as far as all jokes aside, for me, it's been more
so. Let me try to remember. You say
for,
something.
For me, it's been a lot more of the CBD use. I haven't smoked like in a really long time. I haven't gotten high in general in a long time, but you know, from it came like CBD and everything. And that's, I found a lot of I burned myself earlier, like I was telling you.
Yeah.
I put some CBD on it and it's like, it helps me out. There's CBD, so much.
It's really good for
there's
me.
So the much. CBD bomb, right?
Bomb, the one that you
have. For people that don't know, that we have, like I said, we have a very, very strong history in the cannabis industry. So, I mean, we have a lot from CBD products to tinctures to bombs and to all kinds of stuff, man. So we, you know, to being able to inhale and smoke the CBD as well. And it does have a lot of relaxing effects. Like I take the CBD tinctures, I smoke the CBD. I obviously smoke THC as well. Mm-hmm. And just a lot of things, and they're really helping me. But this, I don't know what my original point was. So, but it's been a rough couple days for me, man.
Again, keep in mind too, by no means are we claiming to be any kind of a medical professionals at all. No. We're speaking solely from a personal experience and what we've dealt with.
Yeah.
Like I said, CBD has helped me tremendously. Honestly, it's been a, it's good. Like it's a good recovery for when like you work out a lot.
Yes.
I know. I don't.
A lot of MMA fighters.
I know. I don't always. You know. Look like I work out. But
yeah. A lot of athletes. Yeah.
It's real good, man. I like it, and I think that you should be able to enjoy both sides of it. If you truly got some issues and are going through some stuff, maybe you don't need to be going like high off the rails type of thing, and just get more of the medicinal benefits from it, which would be using the CBD and all that. But I mean, to each his own. Whatever you want to do. But like I said, it's really helpful, and it has been helpful for me. The big issue came from it was that it was being categorized with like the high-end drugs.
Yes.
It was getting, and if I'm not mistaken.
It's false information.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, it was getting labeled with like up there with like heroin, cocaine, speed,
all
that.
Schedule 1.
It's a Schedule 1 narcotic. It's false.
It's still a Schedule 1 federally, isn't it?
Federally, I think.
But see, that's the point though.
Which is something, I don't know if you guys know this. I don't even remember if I spoke to you guys about it off camera, but did you guys know that when here in California, when they finally decriminalized it, legalized it, whatever you want to say, that you can fly with it at LAX.
Well, you can.
I read the whole article.
Time out.
I read the props and the numbers and everything.
From what I've understand, from what I've seen, though? Because
you
no,
can take
I've
it with
seen,
you, carry on and stow away.
Time out, though.
It's no longer a problem.
But you know what, though? I've known a number of people that generally tried, and it depends
within the last 2 years? Because that law, it's a law. It was passed in 2018.
So there was a number.
January of 2018.
There's a number of people that tried to do it after the time, after everything was legal, good for you to go. It depends on your destination that you're traveling to their laws.
Yes.
And it depends the amount that you're also carrying because the person that I followed was looking
just
at
same thing with driving. There's an amount. Yeah.
She had, I believe, what it was, it was barely like an ounce and like an eighth probably on top of it.
You should be able to fly with
and
that.
And they made her toss it out. They made her toss it out.
Even in the past, I've flown with CBD products and THC products. I've never flown with actual flowers before.
Yeah.
And I was going to New York. Where it's
not legal.
It just barely decriminalized there, but it's still super.
Well, at the time that you,
not like us here
time,
in California.
At the time that
you
went, it wasn't technically legal.
No, at the time that I went, all the times that I've gone, it wasn't decriminalized in New York. Mm-hmm. But I've flown with CBD products, THC products, not flowers though. Pills, oils, and vapes and carts and things like that. And every time they've gone through my stuff, you can tell. You know what I mean? They've opened it, they checked it, and put it right back.
Yeah.
There was a video that was going around, I don't remember when, within this last year, where maybe even within the last 6 months, where a guy was being detained by TSA and they were going through his stuff because, you know, sometimes stuff comes up on the X-ray or whatever it's called.
Which you should know because you used to do that for a while too, right?
Oh, is that's what you did?
Yeah.
I didn't know you actually
He did security and then he did some of the screening for packages.
Oh, I didn't know you did the screenings. So he got caught with something, or not caught, but they wanted to look through his stuff. Yeah. They thought they saw something. Nothing ended up happening. The guy's fine, and there was nothing actually there. I think it was just like the shape of something that he had. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Probably looked like something.
Yeah. So anyway, they were going through stuff, and then they pulled out a bunch of marijuana, like actual flowers. Mm. And the lady, you see the lady, I'm going to use this and, yeah. and your phone, right? She pulls out the canister of whatever it is, you know, and just goes like this. She's like... You know, and then a baggie, and she's like,
you know what?
And she's going through it, and he's on camera filming it, and he goes, whoa, wait a minute. You guys don't care about cannabis? She's like, she goes like this. She literally goes, but see, that's the last thing we care about.
Yeah, but see,
and he goes, good to know. Good to know.
Again, though, I think that's the issue right there, though, is that because I know in that instance, that person probably wasn't doing it to get like, I hate to use like the word like clout and fame and all that type of thing.
No, he was just filming just to film TSA going through his stuff.
There's been a number of idiots that have videos have been circulating, same thing, like, oh man, I got that loud on me, I got this on me, and like they do it on purpose
stuff. But they probably have other
and
stuff
then,
on them
and
too.
That's a separate issue, but it'll be just that, they'll be talking shit and antagonizing them, you know. And of course you're gonna antagonize somebody, they're gonna flip out. Which I mean, I guess it kind of, since we're talking about it, this kind of works out. You know, the rapper, the baby, or whatever.
Stupid
his
stuff
name is.
At airport is what what we're segueing this into,
which is actually a pretty good transition, considering that some of our transitions have been like
have been from like Disney to this to that.
So
we're gonna play this video. It's of the rapper. Again, we're describing for the listeners. Mm-hmm. We're gonna play this video. It's of the rapper DaBaby at the airport. Let's just play it.
Arizona, we on a motherfucking way. Everybody know we sold the fuck out in goddamn Arizona tonight. Everybody know them $1 billion baby. Hey, stop saying that, baby. Everybody know them $1 billion baby boys really having that shit. Huh? Get the socks, young nigga. Get the socks on. Flip it over. Flip it over. Get the socks. You know.
Yes.
You want to take a pic? Come on. I'll take one with you. You know, I ain't tripping today. I ain't tripping.
I don't know your name.
Having an ice.
Huh?
I don't know your name.
I didn't ask if you knew my name. I was talking to you. I didn't ask you. I keep telling you, you know.
Look at this idiot, though, man.
I keep telling you, you know. You're talking a little bit too much. Hey, yeah, come on. What's up with you?
Man, on, he's man. Trying so man. Hard.
Yeah.
Everybody know the $1 billion baby boy is really having that shit going on.
You could turn that off.
Oh, my God, dude.
Just watching that.
You done?
Yeah,
you done watching
this? This is my first time watching it. I was done watching it from the beginning. It's very unfortunate because this culture has made it to the point where you have to show off ice, you have to show off money, you have to show your status, or they think that somehow certifies you as being legitimate.
Higher up on the hierarchy
and
if you've got this and that.
Yeah, they have taken away from, honestly, what I feel is a true art form. We don't see too many people with actual bars, with actual concepts, with actual knowing what they're doing in those big studios that they're flexing all that money in, and they don't know their left from
their
right.
That's why it's stuff like this, and I know there's probably a lot of people out there that like DaBaby, because I see a lot of people. I mean, even Eminem gave him respect, and I don't understand that.
Well, I'll tell you something that he said after you make your point.
I didn't watch the whole thing.
He doesn't really mumble when he raps.
I'll tell you my point after, but go ahead with yours.
This just is another thing. Is what are you doing? You're going through the airport flaunting your money. You know what I mean? One, you feel safe doing that because you're in an airport.
And you got
two, you feel safe doing that because you're surrounded by your security. Mm-hmm. And then you probably also have airport security around you. But then aside from that, you would probably be doing this out anywhere almost. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like what to me, and maybe it just comes with how I grew up. Maybe it just comes with the state of mind that I'm in now that I'm getting older and mm-hmm. older. You know, as time goes by, you age, you change, things happen. You know what I mean? What do they say? Like every 6 years you go through a mental change. So I don't know. Maybe it's just whatever it is. But I don't see this and go, wow, look at him. He's doing so good. Wow, look at him. He's doing awesome. Wow, this guy is cool. You know, I want to be like him. Probably younger kids do because they're, you know, easily impressed. Mm-hmm. They're impressionable or whatever you want to call it. And I look at this and I go, this is just another bullet point to the circus that has become hip hop.
How old is DaBaby?
I don't know. Probably in his
20s. I don't know. I don't really care. But
and I'm sorry, guys. We're not making this like super laughable and jokeable and funny like we usually are.
No, yeah,
it's actually it's honestly it disappoints me, man.
For one,
let's all talk at the same time.
For one, him is he stated, you want to know why I went platinum and all that? You want to know why I blew up like this? He said, people want to hear ignorant shit. He himself is saying it. People want to hear ignorant stuff. Why do you think I got famous off of saying that? You know,
so ridiculous, though. Did you guys see, you know, Supreme?
Yeah, so I know Supreme. I think I've owned one Supreme shirt, but I didn't buy it myself. It was a gift. It was a simple shirt.
I feel like most people wearing the Supreme shirts are fake.
Yeah, don't even know half.
You mean the clothing now? Like the actual Supreme stuff or whatever? Yeah, Supreme stuff.
Like, for instance, I was listening to the All Out show, Rude Jude, and he was saying that he was walking on the street, and this dude passed by him with a Supreme shirt on, and it was, I think it was a collaborative effort between Supreme and Rap-A-Lot Records.
Okay.
And Jude made a comment to the guy. I'm kind of paraphrasing here. I don't remember his exact story, but I was listening to it yesterday, as a matter of fact. And he made a comment to the guy about the shirt. Mm-hmm. The dude didn't even know what he was wearing.
Yeah, he didn't know who Rap-A-Lot was.
He just knew it was a Supreme shirt or sweater. Yeah. You know what I mean? So you guys don't even know what you're doing. It's all clout. I personally don't care for Supreme. I don't have any like hate towards them, mm-hmm. but I do think that this thing that we're about to talk about is retarded. So they're making Supreme Oreos. All right. And I'll throw it up on the screen. It's a red Oreo. It's a regular, for the listeners, it is literally a red, regular Oreo with red. The cookie is red. And they're going
stamp,
for eight.
And the stamp, it says Supreme.
Yeah. And instead of Oreos.
Are they being made by Oreo Company? Who's Oreo Company?
I'm not 100% sure, but it is an Oreo cookie.
It's still Oreo cookie.
I don't know if it's a 100% collaborative effort with Oreo. I would assume maybe so. I would think that
who owns Oreo?
Is it Nabisco, Nestle? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I'm not
one
sure
of those companies. I would come at them for a cease and desist.
Yeah. So the Supreme cookie is $8 for one.
For one cookie.
Yeah. So there's been packs.
How much for a pack?
Oreo, dude.
Yeah.
Well, it's $8 for one cookie.
Yeah. So I believe there's three rows, and I think it's like.
No, but they're not doing it the same way that Oreo actually does it. Yeah. It is $8 for one cookie.
No, I know. But I'm thinking if you're trying to buy a pack like at $8 a piece, then what would be in a normal count?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. They do have packs, I believe, but I don't know how many packs. But there are packs going on eBay
for $23,300.
$23,300.
The highest one that you said that you saw because you brought this up was like $92,000.
$92,000 on eBay.
Fucking ridiculous.
No, people are buying them
and then reselling them
on eBay for
how long
it's all hype. You guys, it's an Oreo cookie.
It's going to expire.
Shelf life it has.
No, like, yes, it doesn't matter. It's food.
But either way, it's retarded. Just to have the red cookie and the Supreme logo on it, just go to wherever Oreos are sold.
Well, they really,
and there you go.
Supreme released a dirt bike that was actually from Honda. It was a Honda dirt bike, but because it had Supreme and the Supreme fairings and logos and stuff like
that. It cost that much more,
It cost like double, triple what it was.
It's just ridiculous, dude. Speaking of ridiculous stuff, boxing? You said,
right? Yeah, I love boxing.
Do we have any boxing fans that watch the show? I again, like I've said before, if you guys have watched previous episodes, you know that I'm not a big sports guy at all.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with certain things here and there. I do enjoy watching like UFC and boxing if it's people that I enjoy watching, like Conor McGregor and things like that. As much as I hate Floyd Mayweather,
which there's some interesting stuff
I like watching his fights
Conor.
Because one day I hope that he just gets his ass handed to him. Deontay Wilder came out wearing a $40,000 entrance costume.
Mm-hmm. That should have been cosplay. Yeah.
Did you guys
right
see
there?
This?
Hey, that's a good cosplay right there. A right? cosplay of a guy who makes excuses. But let's go with the video.
We're going to play the video. Does it have any sound? Oh, I guess it doesn't have any sound. All right. Well.
So basically for the ones that are listening, and I'm pretty sure there a lot of people saw this and it's floating around the internet.
It's up on the screen
right
now.
He's wearing you know, his helmet. He has a crown. He has armor. Point is that
he literally looks like he just came out of Skyrim.
Like a dead king.
So apparently this thing cost $40,000, and I believe it weighed somewhere between like 40 to 50 or upwards pounds.
Yeah, so according to him, this is the reason why he lost.
So that's real jewelry on there?
No, because he came out and said it too. He came out and said, oh, my legs were shot, and he never hurt me. It was just that my legs were so tired by the third round, he said. So by the seventh, I wasn't even feeling him.
No,
honestly, he got his ass. He got his ass.
I just saw a comment that said $40,000 just to get his ass beat.
Yeah, no, dude, it's so stupid, man. I don't understand it because for one, I don't care about the price tag. Spend $100,000. I don't care about that. That's not the issue.
Whatever. If you want to fall out on retarded things, do it.
Wore that. You got that fitted. You put that on multiple times, and at no point did you say, this is too heavy.
This is too heavy for me. You know why? Because all that people like him are thinking the same thing with some of these dumb rappers are flashing. Let me walk out and flash out.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you guys something, all right? To normal people who have brains, we are not impressed. We're not impressed, dude.
No.
To people that came to see a boxing match, we're not impressed. Do you agree? Yeah. I'm not impressed. I came here to see you fight. I didn't come here to see you flaunt $40,000 worth of Skyrim armor.
Yeah, and the thing is, though, that Deontay Wilder, dude, he's extremely talented. He wouldn't have been where he was at without that. But I think too much of the antics and too much of the trying to sell fights got to him, or just in general. That's always how he's been throughout his career. But he's a strong dude. Like, he has one punch knockout power that would... Dude, their first fight, because this was their second fight. So the first time he fought Tyson Fury, it was like in the 12th round that he had laid him out. Eyes rolled back, smacked to the canvas and everything. He was out. Deontay knocked out Fury. He was fucking out. He got up before the count somehow and came back and outboxed him. That's just a testament to
him. So he's like a good fighter.
No, he's an amazing fighter.
Just
dude.
Made a really dumb choice to flash his money.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You guys know that movie Parasite that won a bunch of awards?
Yeah, the one that I haven't seen yet.
Yeah, Boon Jung Ho or something like that, I believe, is the director. You were here when
I heard about it.
You've heard about it.
No, we've
heard about the movie.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You've heard about it, right? Yeah. None of us have seen it, but it's coming to Hulu on April 8th. So that's going to be really cool. We don't, you know. I'm just going to wait.
I'm on Hulu now, so I'm not going to.
I'm just
going to
wait. I'm stoked for it. I want to see it. I think it's a horror movie. I'm going to say Asian because I don't want to disrespect him. I don't know.
No, he is. Yeah.
I don't know if he's...
The director?
Yeah, but I'm saying I don't know if he's Chinese, Japanese. I don't know his ethnicity is. So I know he is Asian. I believe it's all in Asian as well. So there's subtitles for those that don't understand, which would be us.
Well, I think that's the one thing. That's when we had brought it up on one of the previous episodes was that people were complaining that...
That they didn't want to watch it because it was subtitles.
Can you watch a movie with subtitles?
Yeah.
I could watch it if it's an interesting movie in a language that I clearly don't understand, like German. I'm not going to know what the fuck they're saying it's not in subtitles.
If it's not in subtitles,
But if it's a good movie, good actors, good plot and everything,
like
why not?
We briefly spoke about, but I remember we didn't finish talking about it, which it's not a big deal. Pan's Labyrinth is an amazing movie. Okay. And for those that know that I do have a Hispanic background, but I don't fully understand everything. Mm-hmm. I only understand certain things. So it helped me when watching that movie, having the subtitles because I didn't understand everything.
You didn't see that movie, huh?
No, I didn't see it, but I know.
Oh, you got to watch it.
That is an absolute amazing, phenomenal movie. I don't know back then if it won any awards for anything, but it should have because that is an amazing movie. So Parasite's coming to Hulu April 8th, and I'm looking forward to it, dude.
So I guess we'll rush to see it, right?
Yeah, so I can finally figure out if it was worthy of all these awards or not. You know? Another thing, you guys ever watch American Horror Story? Any of those series?
I briefly watched it. But no, I have not as of late, to be
They're
honest.
They're pretty
with
good,
you.
Man. There's some, like the first season.
Didn't one of the clowns die from him or something like that? I think we talked about it in real life. Right? Yeah, like one of the clowns in real life died. I think we had a.
I don't remember.
Man, we had talked about it before.
I don't remember. But season one, season two, season three are good. Mm-hmm. Then there's like the middle seasons, to me, in my opinion.
They kind of died out.
Yeah, kind of wasn't that good. I couldn't get through them. But then.
Is this like on Netflix or something?
They're on Netflix now. Yeah, so. And you don't have. Well. You don't have to watch them in order of season, but I will tell you when you get to season, I don't remember what the number, but I believe it's called Cult.
Mm-hmm. I thought it changed every year.
It does. It changes every year. Like, but Cult actually brings season 1, 2, and 3 together. Yeah.
So
way later. It's like season
so it's a whole different family?
8 or 9 or something. Yeah. It's I don't want to spoil it for you. One, the first season's about a murder house, and it's actually we can actually take a drive out there if you guys want. It's like deep in LA somewhere where they filmed it.
I'm down.
I've been there before. And then the second season is about. There's probably somebody watching it right now that's yelling it at. Like, I can't remember what it is. The second season. But there's one about like the murder house. One about an insane asylum, and then one about like witches. And I think that I don't remember the order, but I believe that's 1, 2, and 3, season 1, 2, and 3. And then later, way down the line, they do a season called Cult, and it brings those three together in one season.
I'm gonna have to
and
check
it's amazing,
out, dude.
Cult's amazing. It brings the witches together. It brings demons together. Hell. It's actually really, really well done.
What season is that?
I don't know. It's like 8 or 9, maybe.
Damn, there's a lot of catching up. How many episodes
order,
a season?
There's 9 seasons. The 10th season is going to be coming soon.
But how many episodes in one season?
Oh, I don't know. There's a decent amount, though. But they're worth watching. Like I said, the first, second, and third are definitely worth watching. You can pick and see if you
I'll
other
start
ones.
Watching it tonight.
But definitely watch 1, 2, and 3, and then go watch Cult, and it's really good. In between is give or take. But speaking of that, season 10, which is coming up, Macaulay Culkin, dude.
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin's coming back. And I'm super stoked for that, man. I always liked Macaulay Culkin, and I felt bad for him.
Yeah, he still looks all spun out, man.
No, but he's doing really good. He did a couple stuff on YouTube, a couple things on YouTube.
Yeah.
If you guys look at that, he's
doing better.
He's also, did you guys watch him on Joe Rogan?
Yeah, no.
He's not as crazy as people make him out to be. No, I mean, I think it was the drugs.
No, well, yeah.
You
know? Honestly,
the drugs make anybody different.
Yeah,
dude.
Because, come on, we're doing the same thing with Jim Carrey, too, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, Jim Carrey's
nuts.
He's not.
No, he's just on a different level of thinking. And because of that, he was labeled as crazy.
Yeah. Disney CEO Bob Iger is stepping down effective immediately. And Bob Chapek, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, is going to be taking his place. So, you know, Bob for Bob.
Yeah. So
it's pretty big news, though.
It is.
It kind of caught everybody off guard.
We were talking about it in the DMs, but I actually did a little bit more research, and I don't remember everything right now, so forgive me. But Bob Iger actually has, you were a little bit more right. He has been talking about stepping down for a long time now, like a couple years.
Well, I think
yeah, he's been wanting to. And he actually, we were thinking that, you know, oh, you just stepped down with no notice. There was a notice. He did.
2021 was supposed to be his last year of the contract. Yes, he actually extended it.
Mm-hmm, 2021, he's going to be completely stepping down, but he is no longer CEO effective immediately.
So he's still a part of the Disney company.
I think he's still going to be on the board, though, right?
He's like director or creative something. Yeah. I remember reading it, but I don't remember the exact thing, but he is still involved in Disney somehow, but he's no longer the CEO. But this is big news for people that don't know. Like, Bob Iger was a lot. If you don't know, watch the Imagineering story on D+, and it'll kind of
really start, good.
Which
really
I started good. Watching.
Yeah, you never really, finished really it because like, it's like four episodes, dude.
Yeah, it's like six.
Six?
Yeah, those.
It's like six but, hours. So, like always, this week's cosplay of the week
is actually Star-Lord, and the guy's Instagram is Dom Charlin. Sorry if I'm pronouncing this wrong. This particular photo was at the New York Comic Con.
Oh yeah. No, sick. It literally looks like Star-Lord. I mean, there's really not much to be said because
it's pretty dope, though.
Yeah, it's awesome. Accurate. It looks like Star-Lord. Is that Chris Pratt? No, I'm just kidding. No, I know. I'm joking. So, shout out to Dom Charlin for your Star-Lord
adaptation.
Your cosplay. You did a wonderful job, man.
Yeah, man.
And you guys go follow him because he looks exactly like what Star-Lord looks like. Yeah. Since we have Roger here today, we are going to do another quick cosplay of the week. A second little shout out, and so that shout out goes out to
the Instagram tag is Martinez1701A. So Roger was telling us this is the guy's wife and the child whatever. So it's Predator, Super Predator, and Berserker Predator. So he's obviously the Berserker Predator one, and then it just, you know, it goes from there. I think it's really dope, man.
Yeah, that's
like
awesome.
A whole family thing.
That's what I was gonna say. It's awesome that you could do like the whole family getting involved. It's really cool. Like we've said it before, it's cool when we see couples do that. Yeah. You know, it's great when you see families do it, you know, or even just friends getting together. It's awesome when it, just like us getting together for this podcast. It's awesome when you have things that similar interests that bring everybody together. Yeah, Tom Holland came out, and back when Sony was going to transition Spider-Man out of the MCU, Tom Holland said, I quote, "The future of Spider-Man was still very bright with Sony. We had a really, really wonderful idea of how we could sort of transition into a Spider-Man without the MCU. But that said, I'm really glad to be back."
I'm kind of excited for that.
He
kind of
has to say that, though.
That could have gone either. Yeah, because he's back with this. Well, he was very outspoken about it. When the news dropped, he was very outspoken about it.
Yeah,
so
he called out. But I think that's awesome. You know what I mean? I'm glad to hear that at least if he's not just saying it under contract, if it's true, if they had like an amazing way to transition him out, I'm assuming my assumption is probably like some multiverse thing or something, you know?
Yeah, definitely has to be multiverse.
That's great.
He would have to fight, obviously, Venom and all that.
But again, like he said, with that being said, I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad you're back as well.
Yeah, we all love Tom Holland.
Here's something that I don't like, man. Me and Julio were talking about this before. I don't know if you heard about this. So, some new news has come out, and I found this via Devil of Marvel on Instagram, but he gives source credit to Variety.
The Secret First Captain America, the series will be...
Oh, wait, I'm sorry, guys. I didn't set it up. This is about Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Okay.
This is about Falcon and the Winter Soldier. So, and then it says
the series will be about Falcon initially refusing to take up the mantle of Captain America, but ultimately changing his mind after discovering the secret history of the Super Soldier by encountering Bradley, who is actually the original, in quotes, Captain America.
So this is wrong, though. I mean, that's not how it happened in the comics. And I'm not going to act like I know every little thing, but I do know that this is wrong. The original Captain America is Steve Rogers.
Yeah.
It's Captain America. Yeah. And if they're going to do this, and if this is true, this...
So he took the serum before Captain America?
Apparently that's what they're saying, because
he's the original one.
And so I have some comments here that I want to read because they expressed it just about the same way that I would, but even better. So this comment comes from M. Sasano. So I understand that this is a comic accurate, but I actually don't think it's a good idea. By referring to Bradley as the original Captain America, in a way, you're kind of cheapening the story and legacy of Steve Rogers in the MCU. Almost like how the government is trying to pass U.S. Agent off as the new Captain America. Mm. Nobody wants to accept that, right? I think it's enough that the shield has been passed down to Sam Wilson as the new Cap. The only legitimate original Captain America is and always will be Steve Rogers, no matter how much retconning they do, just like how we'll never accept U.S. Agent as the new Captain America, only Falcon. And I think this guy is completely right. And then another person commented below, CBetty_23, Isaiah Bradley is an alternate version of Captain America, not the OG Cap. The OG Cap is still Steve Rogers. Bradley's character is based off of Steve's character, and he was written and created in 2003. Amazing information here. Mm-hmm. But his era was also during World War II, but as an alternate version. So, I mean,
like
that
alternate universe?
Yeah, you know how they do it in comics. There's always alternate universes and versions and everything, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, if the MCU is going to do that, I agree with these comments. I don't like that. Don't do that.
Yeah, me
don't
either.
Change it up. Don't try to retcon things, because it's true. The number one problem that I have with this, before anybody tries to say it's about race or anything, it's not about race.
Well, we didn't
it's
even about, bring that up. But
no,
yeah.
no, no. But yeah. I'm saying it because when I looked in the comments, there was a lot of going back and forth about race, and I don't care about that. What I care about is exactly what the comment said. You're cheapening the legacy of the last, 11 years?
Yeah.
Of what Cap has done throughout the MCU, and then you're also
we have a lot of the Avengers and everything because of Cap. He was the first Avenger.
Exactly, that's what I was gonna say. Captain America, the first Avenger, the first movie. Iron Man was the start, but I'm saying for Captain America, the first Avenger movie. You're kind of ruining that whole point of that movie if you're just gonna come out 11 years later and say, just kidding, this guy was actually the first Captain America. We just never talked
about it
until 11 years now.
Multiverse type of thing. I mean, it could work.
Something really cool that I wanted to talk to you guys about. I think this is awesome, especially with the world that we live in where there's a lot of microtransactions. And everybody knows how I feel about microtransactions. Mm-hmm. If you haven't, go watch old episode. I think it was episode 3.
Yeah.
I got really
deep down and dirty about
microtransactions. So the Cyberpunk developers released a statement recently saying that if you purchase their game on Xbox One, you're going to get it for free on Xbox Series X.
Okay.
And they made a statement saying gamers should never be forced to purchase the same game twice or pay for upgrades. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you don't hear nobody say that anymore.
No, man. Eyes to Bethesda. How many times have they put out Skyrim? Oh my God! Like every console, every generation, PCs.
Graphics.
I'm surprised it's not on phones. Maybe it is. I don't even know. Yeah. You know what I mean? You got to constantly buy it, and then they put out like limited editions, the special edition, the HD edition, whatever the hell it's called.
Do
we were talking about that.
Well, I got a special skin, a special character.
I bought Skyrim.
Skyrims.
Three times.
Skyrims?
Skyrims.
Actually, no. I bought it twice because the first time I got Skyrim, it was gifted to me, but. So I bought it twice.
And you bought it twice.
And then I bought it two times after that. Once for my Oh, my God, dude. Three times.
Bought it twice.
The first time I played Skyrim, it was gifted to me. The second time I bought it on console. Then the third time I bought it on my PC. And then when the special edition or whatever it was called, the remaster, was the HD version. Again, I'm missing up the name. I bought it on my PC for that version as well. So, I mean, I'm a victim of it. Yeah. I do it, but I don't appreciate it. I don't like it. That kind of sucks. But then I also get it from a business standpoint, but not to do it that many times. Not that many times.
So maybe if people start standing out like this, you know, if they have success with
It's going to take for people to make a change in the gaming industry for this kind of subject, this topic, is the developers. Exactly what the developers at Cyberpunk are
doing. What's the name of the new console from Xbox again?
Xbox Series X.
I think every single game from Xbox is going to be playable on their new console.
I believe at launch you'll be able
Xbox
to.
One,
you know,
we discussed it before on the episode with Jar of Retro.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was 100% confirmed. No, it's confirmed. But I believe now it is confirmed. At launch, every console will be backwards compatible. Xbox, the original.
Yeah, so you'll be able
Xbox
to play
Xbox 360 and Xbox One.
I mean, it'll probably run a little funny with depending on the graphics and all that, right?
Microsoft, dude.
It'll run fine. Everything will be 100% backwards compatible. I don't know if it's disc compatible. I believe, don't quote me on it, that it's only digital, though. I don't think it's physical.
How are you going to be able to prove your purchase, though?
I'm sure they'll have some sort of way.
Yeah, like your data. I'm pretty sure.
Everything's going to transfer over, too. Everything transfers over via your gamer tag.
Yeah. Which was really dope, actually. I was, I guess, kind of ignorant to the whole thing. There's cross-playing with Activision, so they're doing specifically for Call of Duty. I'm able to play with people on PC.
Is that confirmed? Yeah. Did you confirm that?
No, yeah, because I have...
Because I don't play COD, so I don't know.
Like, you could do that now?
I thought I was able to do that. I know, because I've been ignorant to that fact. But
it's only with Xbox, I believe.
No, there's my friend. One of my friends brought it up to me, and then he showed me how to do it through YouTube and all that. It's a special way you got to tag him, but he's on PS4, or he's on PlayStation, and I'm on Xbox. And then he's like, yo, crossplay, it says right there.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare will let PC, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One players battle each other in multiplayer combat. Mm-hmm. The big benefit is that players will be able to play with their friends on all three supported platforms. Players have the option to opt in or opt out
for crossplay.
This started September 17th, if this article is correct.
2019. So yeah, dude, that's really dope.
I didn't hear much buzz about that.
Yeah, me either. Yeah.
Which I'm surprised they didn't, but I think it's because it was just specifically for Call of Duty and all that when they came out.
So we're going to be at WonderCon. We're going to some conventions. I know WonderCon isn't...
Which is making me kind of doubt it, man.
Yeah, I know. It's making me a little worried. I know WonderCon isn't like a big gaming convention, but we are trying to and hopefully going to be at E3 and BlizzCon and a couple other ones. Mm-hmm. But
BlizzCon
BlizzCon definitely for sure. That's our goal. If we can get the tickets. Yeah, that's our goal. If we can... I'm sorry. I mean, a lot of developers are opting out of a lot of conventions. Sony has opted out of E3.
So all of these
developers that we're going to list off right now are opting out of GDC.
There's Sony, and there's Microsoft, there's Oculus, there's EA, there's Epic Games, there's Kojima Productions, there's Unity.
That's Oculus.
Yeah.
And Unity. They're all opting out of GDC because of the coronavirus. They've all stated that is because of the coronavirus. They don't want to put, and I understand it coming from a business standpoint, they don't want to put their employees' health at risk.
I still think they're over-exaggerating, in my opinion.
Right now, there's 322 cases of coronavirus.
But in America?
In Italy, the entire country is on lockdown. This was released yesterday.
Yeah,
you saw what China started doing, right? They started welding some of the apartment buildings down.
Yeah, that's a little... That's not the way to go about it. You got to do quarantine, not just, make people suffer.
They're you're not getting out type of shit.
But I mean, hey.
I don't know.
Do what you want to do, because I am a little worried about going to WonderCon. I'm not going to lie, because people fly in from all over the country, and all it takes is one person. Mm-hmm. That's all it takes, man. I mean,
There's only been one case here in America, right?
No, I think there's been a couple.
There's been more than one.
No, that's
on the Inland Empire.
Oh, yeah. All over the Inland Empire.
Ontario, Riverside. There was one guy who flew into John Wayne right here.
That's in my backyard, man. That's the one flew into
John Wayne. And then there's been a couple out in the LA area, I believe, too.
Yeah, and then there was a whole thing where they were trying to fly some people that were over there in Wuhan into Ontario. And I believe Ontario or the city, I'm not sure exactly who protested it.
Canada or Ontario, California?
California, but they ended up redirecting them to the San Bernardino, I think.
Yeah, San Bernardino.
Then there was a cruise line. There was multiple cruise lines that were stopped because they had people that had made contact or whatever.
They stuck out there in the ocean or something?
No, they let them dock. And from there, they were quarantining or checking them through there and then... Obviously, closing off
kind of the Italy one's pretty crazy.
It's kind of a unique thing though, because I actually, so I work at a hospital. I'm not gonna say which one, but I was talking to some of the EMT techs, some RNs and stuff like that. So I'm not sure exactly how accurate it is, but so you don't show any kind of symptoms for up to 2 weeks.
Yeah, it could be anywhere between 2 to 14 days.
2 to 14 days
before you show any symptoms at all.
That's fucking nuts, because that means I could get screened on day five. And then
be told you're fine.
5-6 days later, I'm a habit. You know?
It just worries me now, because like, say we go to WonderCon and somebody just has a regular cold, and we get it, dude, I'm gonna be freaking out.
Yeah,
you should be fine though, dude.
So just to everybody out there, whether coronavirus, flus, or anything, if you're at WonderCon, please, for our sake, Stay home. No. Bring hand sanitizer, wash your hands, be cautious, be courteous to everybody, and don't spread your germs. We're going to wrap this episode up. We thank you guys for tuning in like we always do. Roger, we'll give the guests the first go. Let everybody know where they can find you, man.
You can find me on IG with double R's and Roger, .17.
Boom, boom.
He sounded so excited for that.
So it's Roger, two R's at the end, .17.
And of course, none other than the great man himself, the Pistols guy. I am Captain_Juicebox, and you are?
And you can find my tired ass at IG Hates Chazzy. And if you're looking for us as a whole, you can find us at Side Project Podcast on Instagram, Side Project Pod on Twitter. And we, like always, man, like I said just a few seconds ago, we thank you guys for tuning in. We thank you guys for liking, for sharing, for commenting.
So we got some exciting news. We got some things in the works with Beyond Rail that we're going to be getting into. But
you guys follow Beyond Rail cosplay. We're going to be doing a collaborative giveaway with him.
As his other page too, though.
Beyond Rail props. And we're going to do a collaborative giveaway with him. We'll be releasing all the details soon, but stay tuned. Mm-hmm. So like I said, thank you guys for subscribing, for liking, for commenting, for sharing. We are on all streaming services, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, all that stuff. We've said it so many times. You guys know we appreciate you. I'm so sorry I'm not enthusiastic. I am dying over here.
I am.
Thank you for tuning in.